Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the county sheriff's budget. Samantha Stone has the rundown.
Washoe County Sheriff Mike Haley joins us to continue the public dialogue he started earlier this year.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Joe Guild, and Leslie Pittman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's a great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back from Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Haley, is the Washoe County Sheriff. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. For those in Southern Nevada, it's the second biggest county in the state.
Yes.
You alone, out of law enforcement, went very public with your concerns about the budget cuts that have been occurring. Would you restate the situation and how you find yourself today after the legislature has ended?
Absolutely. There are two different issues involved here. One is the movement of county city funds to the state, and the other one is our own deficit, the one that exists here in Washoe County. We have to deal with that, and we're capable of dealing with that. My issue was that I can't also deal with the devastating impact of a shift of taxpayer dollars, which would create another $25, $28 million hole in the county budget. I went to look to the Board of County Commissioners, said, I can't do that. It's draconian. I also felt it was important to go to the public and say that the consequences of having two devastating hits are unmanageable on my part.
And in real terms, what does that mean?
Well, in real terms, what it means is that just dealing with the $33.5 million deficit meant that I was going to continue to lose personnel. Adding that additional deficit meaning that I would have to lose entire parts of my organization. The amount of money I would have to cut would mean that I would have to get rid of a patrol division. I only have one. Or close the lab. And the lab serves 14 of the 17 counties.
That's for forensics.
Forensics lab. So I would have to get rid of entire parts of my operation. Now, I can deal with reduction in staff. We've reduced about 76 already. I can deal with $28 million in budget cuts over the last 3 years. We can deal with working with our employees to reduce their wages, which we've done every year since 2007. I can't deal with massive amounts of budget deficit that the state created or was going to create by the movement of tax dollars out of this region.
Okay, out of those 76 positions, were those 76 filled positions, or were those positions that you were holding but didn't have people currently in them?
A variety of those. Some folks have left and retired, so I've kept those positions frozen. I haven't forcibly fired or laid off anyone as a result of budget cuts, because we've been able to do so by reducing staff through attrition over the last 3 years. We haven't hired. Our personnel haven't received pay raises since 2006 or 2007. So we've been able to do that by shifting programs, cutting programs, reducing our staff. And this, in fact, this next reduction will freeze lieutenant spots, deputy spots, civilian spots, to come up with the money necessary to achieve our budget targets for this coming fiscal year.
You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate just for a second and just mm-hmm. say that, you know, this has been going on for the last 3 years in the public sector as well. Every
Absolutely.
Business has looked at this.
Absolutely.
You know, is this just not a natural part of dealing with this kind of recession and then eventually being able to grow out of it?
It is absolutely a part of the natural, you know, reduction in costs. And I agree with you. Every private business in this state has had to deal with the same things that I'm dealing with. And I have dealt with them exactly the same way. My angst was over the additional budget cut that was being created by a shift of taxpayer dollars outside of the area where they were raised. That, I thought, was not an appropriate thing to do, and the Supreme Court concurred.
And you're talking about the property tax shift of
yes.
9 cents on the dollar.
Yes.
And that was renegotiated at the end of the legislative session. That was mitigated somewhat. They split the baby. How will that affect you, or do you know that yet?
I don't know that fully yet, because some of the cost... I don't know that fully yet because some of the costs associated with that split are being calculated right now. One of them is, as we spoke about, was the PSI reports. Those are reports that the court requires, a judge required, before sentencing, pre-sentencing investigative report. Someone has to do that. That's been shifted from the state back down to the counties. We don't know what that's going to cost yet, and that has to be factored into local budgets.
So you're not sure?
No.
When you were making your media appearances around the end of May to talk about this, and you had a couple of town hall meetings, I recall hearing you say that there are something like 375 mandates for your department, mm-hmm. state and federal mandates. In other words, things that you are required to do. And I almost drove off the road. I heard you on the radio. Mm-hmm. As a citizen of this county, I can't imagine on my most ambitious day sitting down and making a list for my law enforcement agency of 375 things that I want them to do.
Yes.
I don't think I could get to 100. What in the world are all those things?
Well, I hope you're not going to ask me to list them.
that would be a second show.
It has to do with running a detention facility. It has to do with running the service of civil process. Has to do with running a patrol division. A sheriff's office is, by its very nature, much more complex than a municipal organization. We have patrol detectives, the traditional kinds of things a municipal agency would have. But we also have deputy sheriffs that are required by law to be in district court. We have... by law, we have to serve civil process by a certain amount of time at a certain cost. We have to detain people in a detention facility, what they eat, what the square footage of their rooms, how much time they're out, how often they can see someone on the outside. All of those are controlled by statute, by either NRS or by other laws, local or Nevada administrative codes. So when you start adding those up, most of the things I do, except for the lab, I'm not required by statute to have a lab. I am required to do, and I'm required to do them at a certain level of efficiency, and I'm required to do them at a certain level of legal consequence to myself or the members of my organization for failure to do those, failure to act.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Sheriff Haley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time. So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8-CD collection. These are the classic songs that live on forever. Can't get this massive 8-CD collection in any store. So let rock rule with a complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Haley, the Washoe County Sheriff. Doug Gillespie in Clark County had a huge surplus to the point where Clark County was looking at taking a bunch of that money, or the state was going to take a bunch of that money to help balance the budget. What's the difference between the way that Clark County is funded and you're funded?
Well, they're a metropolitan organization. Second of all, narrowly focused on public safety. Sheriff Gillespie has COPS grants that pay for a portion of his personnel. That money is granted funds that can be only be used for a specific purpose. And when you're reducing the number of people on one side of your shop and growing them on the other side because it's grant funded, it gets very complex about whether or not there's excess money or not excess money. And also, I wouldn't begin to speak to the complexities of the Metro Police Department down there, because I don't run it, and it's extremely complex, and I don't know their budget as well as I know my own.
You know, during this same period of time that you were having your town hall meetings, the director of your crime lab, Renee Romero, was in the legislature testifying on behalf of Brianna's Law. That's the expanded DNA collection bill that did not pass.
Yes.
But it would have expanded the collection of DNA from convicts to anyone arrested on a felony.
Yes.
Given the cost, staggering cost of that proposition, I'm wondering how you reconcile that. You just, in fact, said by your own account that the lab is a discretionary activity for you.
Well, the state doesn't have a lab. Years ago, Washoe County and Clark County emerged as the two labs in the state. So I could close our lab down and shift that responsibility back to the state. Now, I'm sure that they would disagree with that statement. But someone has to perform this function. And the two biggest counties stood up and have performed this function for a very, very long period of time. Now, Brianna's Law, the Sheriffs and Chiefs Association, this sheriff and others specifically supported that bill.
Despite the huge price tag.
We also realize that in 2010 alone, there were something like 458 to 460 cold cases that were brought to court as a result of DNA. But there were challenges as to the bill. One is funding. We have a terrible track record in this state of collecting assessments. In the convicted felon DNA, which you mentioned, it's $150 for each convicted felon to pay. We collect very, very little of that. We don't have a good pattern of collection on assessments. We have about $38 million that hasn't been collected in this county for other assessments. So we didn't think that the assessment method was a good one, but we were willing to go down that route. And the legislature worked really hard to find a good funding mechanism to do that. But other things arose in challenges to that bill. Racial profiling, Fourth Amendment, seizures on a non-convicted person. They both arose as questions.
Why were you advocating it? Why were you advocating to take on that additional expense at this time?
Well, first of all, we supported an advocate coming forward to the legislature in their request to improve and increase that level of law. We did bring, though, forward the challenges associated with it and ask the legislature to solve those. That didn't happen.
I want to change topics here. Sean Whaley, writing for the Nevada News Bureau, headline, investigation of former Nevada nuclear project's chief remains unresolved after 2 years. An investigation into the conduct of the former executive director of the Nevada Agency for Nuclear Projects sought by a state lawmaker after questions were raised about salary increases he awarded himself on the job remain unresolved after more than 2 years. Heidi Gansert was the person who asked the Attorney General's office to get involved. They bumped it over to your department, and because of a conflict of interest, no results of any investigation have been reported by your office. Heidi Gansett says she does not know why an investigation is taking so long, but it needs to be concluded in an effort to get the salary increases Bob Lux awarded to himself repaid to taxpayers. What's going on there?
I was briefed on multiple occasions on that particular case. It is a complex case about the power of the legislature, the power of the governor, who was given authorization to approve those raises. For instance, in my own agency, once the county gives me budget authority, I have the authority to spend that money in the way I think is appropriate, given the mandates and challenges that I have. I believe in that case, Mr. Lux had the same theory that he could make the decisions within his budget authority. But that case has actually, the details of that case have been submitted, and they are available for review at the Attorney General's office to come to some type of conclusion.
So what was the resolution? We have about 30 seconds.
I don't know what the resolution to that case is. Our job was to be a fact finder of information, do the interviews, submit that to the Attorney General's office for review and either the issuance of a warrant or not.
Okay, so we need to check with the Attorney General's office then. Okay, that's where we're going to leave it. Always great to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
So much more to talk about, so please come back soon.
You're
welcome.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
At Ashley Furniture Home Store, you choose how you want to save. Save 10, 15, up to 20% on America's largest selection of furniture during our extended Freedom to Choose event. The more you buy, the more you save. Or choose no interest financing till 2015. Incredible values are bursting store-wide. Whatever you choose, savings up to 20% or no interest financing till 2015. You'll find the best furniture values of the season during the extended Freedom to Choose event. Now through Monday at Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Watch the excitement in person as athletes and celebrities duel it out in beautiful Lake Tahoe. Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, Troy Aikman, and more. Come see the stars at the American Century Championship. For tickets, go to TahoeSouth.com.
Watch the American Century Championship July 16th and 17th only on News 4.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Leslie Pittman, principal with Sierra Strategies, and Joe Gill, the attorney. Pleasure to have you all here. Dick, you want to follow up on Sheriff Haley?
Well, I just... There were a lot of issues that he brought up that you and I talked before about doing a program, and I'm prepared now to follow up on a lot of those. I don't think you want me to start now because we'll be here for the next 15
Okay, but I mean, just to, you know, address the mandates issue, which is one of his greatest concerns.
Yeah, and him and
unfunded
I have talked about,
mandates.
Him and I have talked about that considerably. We are both mandated offices. Everything I do now, we're down to our mandates. Most of the optional things have gone away. And one approach by the board several times has been, well, we'll just ignore the mandates, and the Supreme Court has taken exception to that in some old case law. I mean, there's not even any new case law on it because they pretty well established the law, and they flat say that the counties will abide by the mandates of the Nevada legislature. So that's where Mike and I are both getting into this situation now where we are mandated to do certain things, and we face a lot of penalties if we don't, but the county will also face penalties if they don't, and we have that against other things that are not mandated that the county is doing, and some decisions are going to have to be made by the commission.
And when you look at the legislature and this whole no new taxes, no additional revenue, it's going to end up in the courts, and it's going to end up with the state being forced to do things.
Yeah, I mean, that only goes to so far. When you are outside of the financial realm, if you're still mandating and putting more responsibilities on local entities, there's usually a financial cost associated with that because the money to pay for those programs gets taken away from other programs that, as you indicated, were optional. So there's always a financial implication whenever there's new responsibilities pushed down to the local level, most definitely.
Shouldn't there also be a priority consideration? I mean, if you have to start picking and choosing between mandates or making some things go away and keep mandating others, don't you kind of say, okay, what's most important?
Well, people like Dick Gamick go to the legislature and tell the legislature what is most important, but does the legislature listen? Rarely, I would say.
Another thing you brought up, too, if I could real quick, on
sure.
Home rule. Home rule is a great concept, but what came down with that is everything that they looked at to bring back to the counties for home rule came with a price tag, every single one of them. So a lot of them were not implemented.
And you were surprised?
No, I'm not surprised by anything that comes out of the legislature. I've been there too long.
All right, so the Nevada Supreme Court says state Republican and Democratic Party leaders can choose their candidate to run for the state's open U.S. House seat. What does this all mean? This is from Sandy Terrab at the AP.
Well, it means that there's a two-person race, basically, in CD2 between Kate Marshall, the state treasurer, and Mark Amadei, the former state senator. Marshall, Democrat. Amadei, Republican. It's a 31,000 majority Republican district. So we'll see who works hardest and whether, in my opinion, this election even matters to the voters in that district. More interesting to me is because the conventional wisdom is that Mr. Amadei will win as the Republican. What if Kate Marshall wins? Then you have an amazingly open Republican primary in 2012 for that seat.
Your thoughts, Leslie?
Well, I think it's going to be, that's a difficult, obviously, registration disadvantage for Kate to overcome. But
and also low turnout.
And low turnout, most definitely. But it is in September, so folks are back from their summer vacations, so it's not like you're dealing with an electorate that's off in a million different locales away from home. But, you know, she's an energizer bunny. She never stops. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if Mark Amadei puts a little bit more energy into this than he did his U.S. Senate race.
Your thoughts on this and the amount of money that will come into the state, being that Nevada is now this bellwether for the country?
I'm sorry, but I'm still hung up way back there. The governor appoints somebody to take the senator seat, which happened to be Congressman Heller, but he can't appoint somebody to take the congressional seat.
But that was because of the rules put in place after 9/11 that were kind of rushed through, and that Dean Heller, actually as Secretary of State, didn't really put the plan down.
Well, I'm not even talking about the plan. I'm just wondering why we passed a state law that says that the governor doesn't make the appointment just like he did for the Senate. I'm just stumped there. And then we go from there to a bunch of people from both parties who are not elected. They weren't chosen by anybody. It's not a representative form of government. Now they pick the candidates who are going to run for the voters to go vote on. And I'm perplexed by the whole system. I don't know how we got here. How it's going to wind up between the two, I think Mark needs to come out strong. I hope he doesn't just sit back and figure he's got the advantage and let it go there.
Just a quick note about the decision and taking it really off of the political aspects of this and of the case itself. I don't know if anyone noticed that in the final pages of the decision, the court kind of sighed wearily and said, you know, this really wasn't our job. It was the legislature's job to say what they meant, and it was the regulating agency or person's job to regulate, and, oh, well, since nobody was clear about it, we will say what we think is correct. And this is 100% my interpretive overlay. I don't want anyone to think I'm attributing this sentiment to the court, but it seems like they were saying, you know, we're the busiest court in the nation. Could you guys do your job so that we don't have to step in and decide things that could have been...
Yeah, I would be surprised if the next legislature doesn't take this issue up and try and clarify things, which I think you're correct, Sam, is their duty to do.
And that's where we have to leave it. We're out of time. Thank you all so much. And very interesting interpretation there. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Tired of fussing with giant pasta pots, strainers, stirring, and testing just for a plate of pasta?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with Pasta Boat, the amazing new 5-in-1 pasta cooker that serves perfect pasta without the hassle. Just put in the pasta, add water to the serving line, and pop it in the microwave. When finished, place on the strainer lid, drain out the water, and you're ready to serve. Pasta Boat uses the microwave to instantly heat and keep the water at the perfect cooking temperature. These portion handles even help you measure the spaghetti. Add this handy steam rack and enjoy the tenderest baked potatoes or healthy vegetables.
Your Pasta Boat order includes the strainer lid, measuring handles, a steamer rack, even a fast and easy recipe book for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double your order. And that's not all. We'll send you this amazing food chopper. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get it all, a whopping $50 value for just $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-894-2721. But call now. We're giving away a bonus pasta boat and chopper with all of today's orders. So call 1-800-894-2721. Call now.
Millions of women worldwide love Bare Minerals.
This is smooth, it's nice, and it covers. I like that.
Only Bare Minerals looks like beautiful bare skin, while it covers whatever you want it to. And now you can get our latest kit with our totally new, totally spill-proof Click Lock Go Foundation. For over 75% off retail, our new kit comes with Bare Minerals Foundation in the shade that's just right for you. Warmth for a healthy glow. Mineral Veil, the ultimate finishing touch, and Bare Minerals Flawless Application Brush. Call now and get 3 full-size gifts worth $57.95 free. Purchase separately, you'd spend over $120. Our original Get Started Kit was a great deal at 2 payments of $29.99. But now you can get all this for just 1 payment of $29.99. Save over $90 and get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call 1-800-491-6288. Ask how you can receive this handy compact. Call 1-800-491-6288 now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes. And while you're on our website, check out the blogs and Nevada News Channel. Always great stuff there.
And on our next broadcast, we'll be talking to presidential candidate Herman Cain.
We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.